Steve, he wanted me to have the babies. So I had my child, and then things start happening. It was a painful experience with him, is because he was abusive to me. And he felt that he can control me, being that I was doing drugs. But I knew that this was wrong. This whole relationship was wrong. But I went along with it because of the drugs. And basically, how you say, the system, ACS, started getting involved with us. My daughter got taken from me. I think she went to Good Shepherds then. Then when I got pregnant again with Jamel, it was just the last straw. I had knew I had to leave him. So I gave my child again to his cousin, which is Carrie. She has him now. And I just left Steve. I knew I'd have had more kids if it was up to him. So I knew Jamel, it was the last, that was it. By then I was living with Vincent when I had Jamel. Steve had just came out of prison again. And I called Carrie. Carrie came to the hospital and she took Jamel for me. And she raised him. And that's when I came to prison, you could say, like 5 years after that. And I did my crime. And now I'm here today. Vincent means a lot. Yeah. Once a month, he used to come see me, bring me a package. If I had a problem, he'll call up. If he don't hear from me, because even if I call him for 30 seconds, he know I'm going to call him every day. If I don't call him throughout, say about in a week or something, he'll be calling up here. Actually, he'll help me with other people that's there by sending them $20. He used to bring different people up to see me, like 5, 6 different people. He brought them up there to see me. He went into Carrie's house, knocked on the door, and introduced himself and let my son know, you have another mother. He started bringing my son up there to see me once a month, twice a month sometimes. Vincent just sat in the corner and went to sleep while me and him. It was like, when I see him, he see me, it was like automatic, we going to play. We took pictures. Vincent fell asleep in the chair while, we sat at another table so we could talk privately. Then we came back, we played a game. Me and him and Vincent played, I think, Monopoly or something like that. And yeah, it was fun. And then 2 weeks later, he brought him back up here. One time, Jamel left Carrie's house, went to Vincent's house, he want to move in. You can't just move in no man's house. Like, you don't know him. I don't care. You started calling him daddy at one time. Until Vincent said, I'm not your daddy. I'm your uncle. Vincent is the truth.